Over the last 2 months, the Liberian capital Monrovia has gone from being a war zone to the staging ground for the largest United Nations peacekeeping operation in the world. The city is changing rapidly as aid workers, entrepreneurs, and exiles flood into the long beleaguered West African nation. In the first of a two-part series on the current state of Liberia, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Monrovia.
During the worst of the fighting in Monrovia, troops loyal to former President Charles Taylor took up positions in the waterside market. The stalls of the open-air bazaar face a key bridge into the city. From here, the government troops made their final stand against the advancing rebels. In the process, the market was looted, shelled, and abandoned by all but a ragtag band of Charles Taylor's soldiers. Now Taylor is in exile, peace has been declared, and the once empty market stalls are piled high with brightly colored plastic buckets, flip-flops, pop music cassettes, and almost every other consumer product imaginable.
Business now, business moving small. Things are getting all right a little bit, yeah.
Asmana Karoma sells batteries, toothpaste, and hair oil on a section of pavement that 2 months ago was blanketed with bullet shell casings. He says business is improving.
Because of the fighting, we left the era, just coming back trying to put things together again.
After 14 years of almost constant civil war, people all across Monrovia are trying to put things back together again. For the first time in years, a few patches of Monrovia's crumbling roads are being repaired. Humanitarian agencies have returned with new 4x4s to replace the ones that were stolen. The United Nations Special Representative imposed a weapons ban in Monrovia on October 6th. Young men no longer cruise the streets waving AK-47s from the back of pickup trucks. There are no more child soldiers with rifles across their backs. The ubiquitous roadblocks set up by government officials to extort money from motorists are gone. And the city's hotels are filled to capacity. In downtown Monrovia, a bullet-riddled water truck sits in front of the Holiday Inn.
You see this truck? Rocket hit the truck here. Plus 10 on the buildings during the crisis, last crisis.
H.M. Jawari owns the Holiday Inn. The hotel is not affiliated with the well-known American chain. Jawari says Holiday Inn isn't registered in Liberia, so according to him, he's free to use the name. The Monrovia Holiday Inn is a far cry from its namesake. The lobby is dark, damp, and smells of sweat. Much of the day, the hotel doesn't have electricity, but it has plenty of guests.
Yes, very full. Even we cannot take the people who is coming to ask for room because we are full already. And this is the first time from so many years way back, our hotel is 100% occupancy now.
Many of the people at the Holiday Inn fled Liberia years ago and are coming back now for the first time. Jerry Slanger has a single room on the second floor.
People could not wait to come back in this country.
Slanger hadn't been home since the early days of Charles Taylor's guerrilla war in 1990. Slanger went to college in Virginia, Norfolk State University, and then worked in the Philadelphia area. He came back as part of the Modell rebel movement that seized the east of Liberia from Taylor earlier this year.
Look around you and see the condition of the city. There's no street sign, there's no light. Running water, nothing is here. So the people that you see that are coming back, they are coming with hope.
Hope that this failed state is on the verge of a fundamental change. And while several hundred thousand refugees in Monrovia still live in desperate conditions in schools, dilapidated buildings, and the soccer stadium, there are signs that change is coming. A transitional government was sworn into office last week. The new head of state, Jude Bryant, in his inaugural address, called not just for disarmament and development, but also kindness. Liberia is not a place with a reputation for kindness. Rather, it's been known for the brutality of its civil wars. Former President Samuel Doe was hacked to death in 1990 by a political rival. Jude Bryant last week said Liberians need to stop settling their disputes with weapons and move on from the wrongs of the past.
All of us have been hurt, and if you killed my mother and I took a gun and shot you today, I wouldn't resurrect my mother. So at some point in time, we have to let the past be the past and grow. Let's not turn back, because if we start spending resources going backward, we'll never go forward.
And in one other barometer of civic optimism, supermarkets that a matter of weeks ago had almost nothing on their shelves now even stock caviar. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.
Despite the rapid changes in the capital, much of Liberia remains outside of UN control. Skirmishes between rival militias continue in more remote areas, and civilians report being raped, robbed, and harassed. Tomorrow, Jason Beaubien reports on the still fragile situation in the Liberian countryside.